God's Blue Book 2, February 17, 1994, 5:30 a.m. Jesus speaks. My little ones, how are you doing? Are you getting bogged down in this weather? Do you know yet that you do not control the elements? You live every day, and you think you have much to do to control your actions, but you do not see the eyes of Him who watches over you with loving care. I give to you this earth and all you need to sustain your life here. Man worries about the earth and if this or that will happen. Man has become so independent that he thinks he controls all things and he needs to worry about his present and future. You, my favored chosen ones, know that life here lasts but a moment, and like smoke it is gone without a trace. Look at your ancestors. So few people ever remember their ancestors. Yet your ancestors thought that at every moment their actions were so crucial. Little ones, you hold on to life. You hold on to these little happenings here, and you worry in vain. Look at the big picture. My little ones, here today, gone tomorrow, and where are you going? The days go by with such speed. Oh, you say, where are the years gone? You think every second is so important. You worry, you fret, you wander empty roads, and I watch you. I see you with your emphasis on the moment. You're being deceived, my little ones. It is in seeing the moment as part of eternity that you really know what is going on. Each moment you live, you are the teacher about the God who dwells in your breast. Each moment you live, you are my messenger to this cold, scared world. Nothing you do means anything except as you are serving me. Take off your glasses. Behold the life above. See every moment as a drop of the life to come. See every moment as part of eternity. All these drops together make up your pass into my kingdom. You worry, you wander, you fret, you hold on. I give you a toothache, I take it away. 1 second and a toothache is gone. Is that not how it is with life? 1 second and it is gone. Oh, how those little precious moments seem to die away and you scarce can remember what happened. Yet during people's lives those moments seemed earth-shattering. Those moments are yesterday's forgotten memories. You hold on, you fret, you fume, and I watch you let go of each moment only to be forgotten by today. Store up your moments as part of eternity. Every moment here is part of your past to my kingdom. How are you living this moment? Is it used to give service to me and preach my gospel? Are you making all your moments count towards your eternity? Each moment is but a breath and it is gone. Did you use the moment I gave to you to do my work? This time is not yours. I can snatch your moments away in one breath. It matters, my children, only as you choose to serve me and spread my love. If everyone had God as their primary goal, what love you would possess, what power you would know, because God is the mightiest force. I have all the power. Other power is false power. Do you get it yet? Do you think anything you hold on to is so precious here? Here today, gone tomorrow, and I snatch you from your seats and you never return to finish what you deem so important. Are you comprehending my words here? The body is but an instrument to get you around. Reach with the spirit within. Live from the soul. Communicate with me and your soul. Look for the unseen world that surrounds you constantly. Die to yourself. You have a soul that at this very moment is a vibrant spiritual force alive within you. Live from your soul, my little ones. Focus on your soul. Live from your heart. Do not fret and fume for the things of this world. Here today, gone tomorrow, and then forgotten. Today's moments, yesterday's forgotten treasures, do they mean so much or do you forget what seems so important? Reach with the soul. Live for God. Each moment is your chance to store up treasures for eternity. They will never be forgotten. What you do to help others to know me will never be forgotten. How you loved will never be forgotten. How you gave your lot, how you gave, lives on in those you touched. Your love is like a bubbling brook. It bubbles and keeps on bubbling. Your selfishness dies the moment after you lived it. Love is the force. Love is the power that reflects the God above. Love is not selfish. Love does not demand its own way. Love gives and doesn't stop giving. On the day of judgment, it will be found in the hearts of those you touched. Think only of yourself and watch your moments become yesterday's forgotten moments. Love your brothers and watch the world reflect the love you gave from now till the end. Love or selfishness, I call you to love. I call you to plant a seed that grows into a mighty oak. Plant my seeds of love. Ask not how you can attain your goal, but how you can fulfill the goal of God. Love God, love one another. Too simple, too hard for many. Love, children, reflect the love of God. Reflect the God who dwells within your soul. Store up your moments forever, lest they be forgotten. Store up your moments forever, lest they become yesterday's forgotten treasure. Like ripples on a pond, your love never dies. It reaches on and goes into the moments of eternity. Love is lasting. Love never dies. Love God. Love one another. Die to yourself and live. From God's Blue Book 2, February 17, 1994.
September 23, 2005. Message continues. From today, Jesus says, I am Jesus. I make an urgent call to you to answer the call to help with my movement. Mary appeared 7.5 years in Clearwater. That is reason enough to listen and help. You help, then give in to Satan. Your lack of peace comes from your ungrateful no. Look at all I have given you. I have watched some be willful for 3 weeks and doing their own will come back to wound again and again, and you don't see Satan working in your lives. Pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. How can you pray the Our Father, and some hold on to anger their whole lives against their brothers? The purpose of my movement is to lead the world to oneness. Satan is division. Satan's grip is paralyzing and crippling. Satan grips emotions. Satan works in memories, addictions. You give in. Some are workaholics, alcoholics. Focus on health foods compulsively. Focus on health issues compulsively. Germaholics, you focus on every fat cell and watch the devastation of the hurricane. Don't you think it's time to recognize Our Lady of Clearwater and your calling to spread the message of the Queen of Peace? Souls will be lost forever because of sin, and the Blessed Mother appeared to you in Clearwater and you give in to Satan and fail to spread the message. No connection, you say, in the same gulf. The Lady of Fatima in the Americas appeared with a message from God. You threw acid on my mother's image. You knocked off the image head. Help make reparations. Spread the image wallets now. The message, the videos. A message from Mary, and then there's a click to the afternoon where Mary was on the building and everybody was coming and praying and getting their picture taken. It was so beautiful. Then there's a click to the nursing home video where he begs the nursing home people to just offer up what they do in union with the Mass for the priests, the church, and the world. It's a wonderful video, and it has the pictures of Our Lady of Clearwater. He wants that spread so people will know that he is speaking and that Mary appeared there to lead to these things he's telling us in his movement, and to help teach us how to pray and to spread the newsletter to the far ends of the earth. And then there's a picture of a click to a mass that a priest did that is so beautiful. It's like 33 minutes, and somebody that's sick can really, really love this mass. People just have watched it that were dying and getting chemo, and it just made their hearts swell. Jesus says, I call out an all urgent red alert. In honor of my Sacred Heart, ignore me and my messages, Our Lady of Clearwater in the Americas, Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas, no longer. And then there's a picture of where Mary's head got knocked off March the 1st. Somebody did that. And then a picture when it was beautiful for the 7.5 years. And then I said that Mary, the hurricanes that we have now started that summer. And they started, we've been doing these 13s since 1996 when Jesus said he started the completion of the Fatima mission. And every month on the 13th. And then on the 5th, we've been doing that since April 5th of 95 for public gatherings to have prayer gatherings. And so the first hurricane that happened after Mary's head was knocked off was August 13th of 2004, and it was Charlie, and it really wrecked Florida. It was headed for Tampa. We were praying in China, and all of a sudden it veered. And what I said at that prayer service while that was going on is on a tape, and it's been transcribed on the internet. The next hurricane that hit was a real banger, and it was on a 5th, September 5th of 2004, and it was Francis. And I was in the building on the 5th when this happened, and then on September, in the building in Florida, then on September the 13th of 2004, Ivan hit in Florida. Jesus screamed at me today, ignore me no longer. And Mary says, I am Our Lady of the Gulf. With my heel, I crush the head of the serpent. You offend God the Father by ignoring me and the message of my son. Now make reparation. Do as he asks. And then from the excerpt of the Spirituality of Fatima by Father Carter, we have a message Mary gave at Fatima. And after this, then they ignored that message, and there was the terrible devastation of World War II. It's all missing. I don't know. We don't hear the whole message here. For some reason, it wasn't put in. This is only part of it. But in the end, Mary said, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me. Russia will be converted, and a certain period of peace will be granted to the world. But the part that they left out of the message, the quote, was the fact where she talks about the children. She showed them a vision of hell. And then she talked about a light that would go across the sky, that we better listen to what she was saying. So anyhow, it was a big message. So we'll put this on the internet. Soon there was World War II. You ignored the message of Our Lady of Fatima. She said today to me, that's what she said. Mary said today, my messages as Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas is the message of my son Jesus and God the Father. God the Father sent me, and you knocked off my head and ignored me. And then she was guarding that gulf there. Our Lady of Clearwater on the heel of the state of Florida. To knock her head off was just not good. And then to ignore her and not even make reparation is just awful. You must make reparation. She says, I am Our Lady of the Hurricanes. This is God's messenger, Rita Ring. I remember praying in church, and it was June after the hurricanes, after Mary's head was knocked off. It was in June of 2004, and I'm begging God the Father to please put Mary's head back. And then he spoke very clearly. He said that we knocked off the head of Mary's image, and we needed to make reparation. And from that point on, I thought, oh, man. He was not happy. And then I got a message to drive down the side of Florida that Clearwater was on and to sprinkle holy water. When I got down to the base, to go all the way down to the very base, to the Florida Keys, when I got down there and I got around Fort Myers, the rain started and we could hardly drive or walk, and it just went sideways. And this was in June, and I thought, oh man, this is something. Then August the 13th of 2004, then the hurricane started. And then maybe it would have been worse. Maybe more people would have got killed. I don't know. I was sent down there in June to bless that same area that those hurricanes went with holy water. And anyway, there were very few fatalities in Florida on those hurricanes. I was also, before the Charlie and the Francis, sent across the state of Florida, which I blessed with holy water, back and forth four times. In between and before, and there were very little fatalities. Mary speaks today, September 23rd, 2005. Help, make reparation. This is my son's movement. Circulate my image wallets, my videos of Our Lady of Clearwater. It's just like she's still appearing there when you play the nursing home videos and the other videos. Begin the prayer chapters as my son Jesus wants in all languages. And again, I was to put that excerpt from July 13th where the children saw hell. And she said that you better not ignore what I say. If you do, there's going to be this unseen light that's going to go across. And then she said, but in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me. Russia will be converted, and a certain period of peace will be granted to the world. Jesus speaks today, and he says, my message, 88 years later, from St. Anthony's Church in Indiana. Well, I went up there on July the 13th, which was the anniversary of this same message 88 years ago, when the children saw hell, and Mary said that there was going to be this light, and I know that he just gave this message through me. And this message we're going to put under a separate cover exactly as I delivered it here on July 13th in my voice as I deliver it. And this hard copy was transcribed from that tape. Today, God the Father said to me, September 23rd, the eve of when the Rita hurricane is supposed to hit, ignore my son no longer. Your priests are dwindling. Your babies will suffer. If five or more parishes with one priest. I have called a code red. This is my son's movement, Shepherds of Christ. You must obey the commandments. There will be a great era of peace, as Mary told you at Fatima. My message 1 month after Mary appeared in Clearwater. On January 18th, 1997, God the Father spoke.
I tell you all to read the accounts concerning Noah. Nowhere in history has God been offended as he is this day by the sinful world. He will suffer a fate for the offenses against God. Mary appeared at Fatima to warn you, the sinful children, how they were offending God, but you did not listen. The war did not change the hearts of many evil men.
Then there was the Falmouth flood on March of 1997, and from God the Father's message there, I had messages while the Super Bowl was done on January 26th of 97. I remembered that because it was very important what our Lord said to me, that we did the rosary and the long prayer service that day during the Super Bowl. And so that whole message was transcribed from a tape. And then it was just terrible all the way up to when Falmouth flooded. And this is from the Falmouth flood card.
This is from the front of the card. Falmouth, Kentucky, March 1997. A warning from God the Father. Gifts were given from heaven. Mary appeared at the Falmouth, Kentucky farm for 22 months. Sufferings followed with Falmouth flooding March 3, 1997. We did not respond to the gifts he sent. He sent sufferings to get our attention. Solution. We must form prayer chapters to pray for the priests, the church, and the world. We must circulate the priestly newsletter book, the mass book, and other materials. We must spread the rosary and consecrations to the school children. And then from the back of the card. March 27th, 1997. Message from God the Father. We have sent you great gifts and they have not been accepted and obeyed. What is left but to send you the greatest sufferings? I send my son to you. He has given you the most tender messages of his love. Tell my people, rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary, and God's blue books, to bring about the reign of his most sacred heart. You have not appreciated the gift we have given you. I gave you your mother. She appeared and she warned you. Falmouth is an example of the sufferings that will befall the earth. I sent you gifts from heaven, and you continue to offend and ignore your God. I will chastise the earth with the greatest sufferings. You did not respond to the gifts, as did the people of Falmouth, not respond to the gifts given. You will now receive the chastisement that will cause you to sit up and take notice. Falmouth is a warning to this earth. February 10th, 1997, message from God the Father. Nowhere in the human history of man have I revealed and given such gifts as I have given to you in your movement, Shepherds of Christ. The plot is the same as the plot at the Holy Spirit Center in the Falmouth Farm. I am displeased, I am angered to address this issue any further. I am the Father, I have spoken. Satan has created this confusion because of the importance of the 13th prayer meetings and the completion of the Fatima message. Nowhere have I been so greatly offended when I have given such gifts which ended in the Falmouth Farm being a spiritual disaster. Many souls are being lost. March 3rd, 1997. Falmouth floods when the licking River overflows in its banks, and entire town is swamped. It is the town hardest hit by the flooding. April 10, 1997, message from God the Father. You must release this information. I am asking the faithful to begin prayer chapters centered in consecration and praying the rosary. Lastly, but of major importance to the renewal of the church in the world, I am asking that the shepherds of asking that the priestly newsletter be made available in abundance, that the apostles spread these newsletters to the priest and encourage them to read them. I am asking the priestly newsletter book be published as soon as possible and circulated to all priests and bishops in the United States. I am the Father. You must pray as never before and join in one mind and one heart. End of the Falmouth Flood card. March 3rd, 1997 message. Day Falmouth flooded, early morning. Jesus speaks. Oh, the waters will run and the earth will shake and you will suffer and suffer and work your own plan and say it happened before. It is not a sign from God. It is a phenomenon, a happening, no reason to take notice. And I will shake you on your tree, and you will fall to the ground as rotten fruit, and all that will remain will be the fruit of heaven.
And today God the Father said, ignore me no longer. I send my son's messages. Your church is suffering. And then I said, Jesus sent me to Naples, Florida, 10 years ago. I remember getting a message that we hadn't done the prayer chapters like he wanted in 97 in southern Florida. And it was a message from God. That's what it was. But 10 years ago, he sent me to Florida. This was before Mary appeared. And when I got there, I got this message. Mary had appeared daily to me for 1 year before this at the old seminary, Mount St. Mary Seminary. On June the 26th of 95, when I was sent to Naples, Florida, as soon as I got there, Jesus gave me this message. This was 1.5 years before Mary appeared in Clearwater. Now I'm going to read this message because it's like etched in my soul. So 10 years later, we're seeing what Jesus said in that 13th thing, how the shortage of priests is so terrible. So listen to this. Naples, Florida, June 26, 1995, 10 years ago. He spread his arms, he gave his all, Jesus, the Son of God, the greatest sacrifice. He gave himself entirely for the good of all men. He opened his arms, he died on the cross. His arms were covered with blood, his arms were so weak and filled with pain, wounded his arms, the pain shot up his arms. And the final blow to each arm, a nail through each precious hand. All the agony he experienced, all the pain in the crown to each arm and nail hammered into the hand. All the nerves cut and severed by the nail, the pain shooting up his precious arms. The final blow given to his most precious members, the legs that carried him. That carried the heavy cross, the legs that were forced and cajoled, that continued to Calvary, the legs weak in skin, bleeding, beaten, burned, the legs that knew patience, perseverance, the legs connected to a sore foot that was rubbed and gashed and bleeding. The members of Jesus filled with such pain and exhaustion, now is crowned with the final glory, the nail that was driven into the foot, the pain shot up this already weakened leg, covered with blood and wounds and pain, and the final blow, the nerve severed by a hammered nail, a blow to each hand, a blow to each foot, a blow to the head, a stamping that pressed down and continued in excruciating pain. Jesus says, 10 years ago, this is so important because he talks about how the church is going to bleed unless you listen to what he says about circulating these messages of love. They numbered all my bones. They gave me vinegar and gall to drink. They gave me a cloth to wipe my blood-covered flesh. What did they give me? Love is giving, my dear ones. How many of you are wounded when you are not given things by your brothers you love? My members were in such pain. The pain shot up my arms. My legs were so weak I could scarcely move them. I was filled with pain within them. To all who watched, they saw a man weakened and covered with blood and wounds. And I did. I saw him appear on a cross after Mary appeared to me. Every day. And then she appeared every fifth for 2.5 years. And then he appeared to me. This was 2 years, 2.5 years later. He appeared to me right before Mary appeared in Clearwater. They did not see the pain inside that shot up my legs and arms and nerves inside my body that sent signals of deep pain to my central nervous system. They did not see the nerves inside sending pain signals everywhere. The final blow being to each hand and foot, the severing of my nerves by the blunt and rusted nails. An arm extended, a final blow. I beheld a nail pounded into my hand and the pain shot up my arm, unbearable to a human mind. Do you know the pain within my body, signals sending messages of deep pain everywhere? I knew all of these sufferings in the garden. Now just think of this. This was from that same place where this Hurricane Rita, 10 years later, just hit the Keys. So great were the sufferings of my mind. I sweat blood. My flesh was covered with wounds. My arms were stretched from their sockets. My body was beaten and bleeding. Every inch of my body covered with deep wounds. But my loved ones, you missed the depth of my love. This was my first prayer service in Florida. My wounds were so deep, but the final wound, the pounding of the nails in my hands and feet, a severing of nerves, an ending of the deepest pain to experience even deeper pain beyond your comprehension. So he had me doing prayer services in Florida for 10 years and had Mary appear in Florida every day for 7.5 years. It was done to the Almighty God, a divine person. I suffered the final blow to each member, the pounding in the hands and feet, the crown to each member, and they numbered all my bones, my nerves, a network of pain running through my entire body. The pain within the body, the pain recorded in my loving head, the pain sent by a network of nerves in my body, now records the final blows, the nails in the hands and feet. And after I got this message, I called up Father Carter right away and gave the message to him. The pain being recorded from every thorn that pierced my skull, every gash to my body. The pain, and he said this, the pain. A network of signals and pain running through my body in the final hour. The pains recorded on the cross, arms outstretched, a surrendering to all pain. I surrendered to a body laden with pain. Pain for our sins. You focus on your little problems, your little aches and pains. You discuss them, show the world your pinpricks and sufferings. Do you want to know holiness and love? They gave me vinegar mixed with gall. This was their offering. They gave me a cross. They crowned my head with a crown of thorns. This, my dear ones, is suffering, my beloved souls. I gave my life for this, and this is their return. A severing of my nerves, a final blow to all the aches and pains recorded in my nervous system. This was the one of the final blows, the rusted nails pounded into my hands. You will feel little aches and pains in your hands and feet to remind you of this message. He was talking to me. And I did get pains in my hands and feet after that. You understand your understanding of the immense pain within will deepen. What was visible to the eye on my battered body was nothing compared to the pain within. I gave my all, I gave my insides, my mind, my heart, wounded for the love of men. All functions in the body were stopped. The final curtain, blood and water pouring out from my heart, showed that all functions of the body had ended. Messenger, all signals that carried messages of immense pain had ended. The final act of surrender for God to die to this human body and surrender his flesh. Jesus said, an end, a beginning, the water and blood flowed from my heart. The beginning of my life in the church, life flowing into your spirit. Messenger, come give me life, abundant life. I thirst to be with thee. Jesus says, my blood was spent, my human flesh and blood offered as a sacrifice. The sacrifice of Calvary is now made present at every Mass. An end, a beginning, and the grace and life flow through the sacraments in the church. My life flows to you in the Mass. Mary, the mediatrix of all grace, stands by the side of the altar, and the grace flows from the Father through my body, offered up as a sacrifice in the Holy Spirit, given through the mothership of Mary to you and the church. You stand under the cross with my mother, and you receive the gift given, my body, my blood. Man is reconciled with the Father through the divine person, Jesus Christ, and you receive his life poured out to you as Calvary is made present in the unbloody sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I said that. And I also say, do you feel the grace poured out to you as a sacrifice of the Son of God at every Mass? Do you feel the presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Mary, all the angels and saints, and the souls in purgatory? Do you feel united as one at the sacrifice at Calvary, sacramentally made present upon the altar through the priest who now puts on Christ and through him the dispenser of this life given to man? And then this is where he really ties it into the church. Oh, my beloved ones, Jesus says, love so dearly your priest. Give him such reverence. He is a chosen instrument of God, and you treat him with such ordinariness. You are so blind and so dumb in your ways, and they numbered all my bones, each nerve carrying a message of my love of mankind, each member in my church carrying a special message, all united as one, working in harmony according to the Father's will, each carrying a message of love to one another. The body is many members. You are my messengers of my love. Christ is the head. The message does not flow as it should when some are cut off from the head. They nailed my hands and feet, and my nerves were severed by the nails. Such pain, undescribable in words. The severing of my nerves from the body, the severing of my members from the body of Christ. My body given for all on the cross, a network of nerves within carrying the messages of my love to all mankind. My body covered on the outside with blood and wounded, the pain recorded within. Your church covered with blood on the outside. The slaughter of innocent babies, the homosexuals, the sins of the flesh, the members that have severed themselves from the source by their sins, but the pain is carried in the nerves inside. The blood of the Lamb shed for each and every soul, the real pain carried within. The life is weakened in your church because the love of God is so weak in many members. The messages of love are not being transmitted as they should be. Your body shows wounds, but your pain within is the root of the problems. The pain is from the messages of love that are not being transmitted. Unless you seek to fill your priest and sisters with the fire of God's love, he's saying this 10 years ago, fill their hearts with burning love for God, your church will continue to show the marks of bloodshed without. I give to you these letters as a mighty medicine for this world. He's talking about the blue books. Directed in the priestly newsletters and everything that he gave to us. Directed to make men's hearts burn with love of God and love of one another. The rosaries are meditations and messages given from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. These messages will make men's hearts burn with fire for love of God. You've ignored the importance of these letters. I send you the mighty medicine to heal a hurting world. My priests and religious need these messages. The love of God will be transmitted to the church from these messages when you circulate these letters. The devil has blocked the minds of men involved in these messages because of their importance to the world and the church. I'm speaking to you, Father Carter, to help to get these messages published and circulated as soon as possible. I give you a mighty medicine for the sick world. Read St. Thomas Aquinas about the medicine for the sick church. You know what these messages have done for you. I am Jesus. I give to you the mighty medicine for the sick world, for the sick church. Rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Your church shows the wounds of bloodshed, abortion, homosexuality, sins of flesh, murder of little children's minds with sex education in the Catholic schools, and you hold back the gifts of God's love I am giving in the church in this world. My arms were weak and wounded, but the final blow was a nail put in my hand. It severed the nerves. The final blow was a bloodshed in the church, the slaughtering of the children's minds in Catholic schools. My children are pure and innocent. They are not being taught messages of God's love. They are being taught messages of sick sex and coldness. This was 10 years ago. Men's hearts have turned cold. They have been severed from the life of the body. The body is decaying from within. Only with the love of God enkindled in men's hearts will the bloodshed stop. I beg you to publish and circulate these messages in the church. I am Jesus. I am giving you the mighty medicine for the world. Your body wears the marks of bloodshed. Only with messages of my on fire love will it stop. Mary leads you to Jesus. Never is she the end. The Father, he has a plan. Mary's messages have led men and will lead men to Jesus. Satan has tried to stop all efforts to publish and circulate these messages. I am the Almighty God. The funds will come when you circulate and publish these messages and rosaries under the Shepherds of Christ Publishing. I am working with Father Carter and Rita, a messenger, to renew the church and the world. Each messenger has a very vital role in the plan and the Father's plan. The significance of these messages are being overlooked. You are not studying the messages as a whole and their contents. There are 5 unpublished blue books and more than 4 rosary books which I and my mother have given to the world in the last 14 months. I have also given 15 songs of my love. I am begging you to see to the recording and publishing of this music. I beg you to listen. This is a mighty medicine for the church and the world to draw men to the burning love of Jesus. Please hearken to my call. I will send you money. You must study and read these messages. This is a fulfillment of Fatima. These messages were given to bring priests to the burning love of Jesus. I am Jesus, your beloved Savior. So I had just written the Mass book. Or no, I guess the Mass book came after this. Came, started September 95. And that has the imprimatur in English and Spanish. September 23rd, 2005, God the Father speaks. You see today's events. I see so many souls headed. You see today's events, he said. You're only looking at what happens today. God the Father says, I see so many souls headed for hell. My son died for your sins. You must obey God. This is my son's movement. These are my messages, Jesus' messages, Mary's message. A message from God the Father 1 month after Mary appeared in clear water.
January 18, 1997. God the Father speaks. My dear children, I am the Father. My plan is unfolding through you, my beloved priests, Father Carter and Rita, and the core group and the Shepherds of Christ movement. I tell you all to read the accounts concerning Noah. Nowhere in history has God been offended as he is this day by the sinful world. You will suffer a fate for the offenses against God. Mary appeared at Fatima to warn you, the sinful children, how they were offending God, but you did not listen. The war did not change the hearts of many evil men. Though I warn you through my beloved daughter Mary, you did not heed her warnings. Disobedience against the mother I gave you displeases me greatly. Mary is the mother of all children. Mary is a gift from me, but you are willful and abuse the gift I send you. You do not make reparation to her immaculate heart. You continue to offend her. I will not tolerate the deeds of evil men any longer. My plan will unfold. Any disobedience to these messages given by me, my son, or your mother Mary will cause me great displeasure. I am the Father, the Almighty God, the Alpha, the Omega. You are a sinful people, a chosen race sinning against a loving God. I am angered at your ways, for they are not my ways. You have run amok. You have offended your God. You have disobeyed your mother and my beloved son who died to save you. I will act on all those who continue in such sin. The sheep will be separated from the goats, and the goats will receive punishment for their deed. Heaven and earth will kiss. There will be love in all hearts. Justice will prevail, and my children will be children of light, children that obey as I intended from the beginning. Oh, indeed, my sweet messenger, I look to the earth and see the darkness. I see the disobedience of men against their mother. I know the deeds committed and the evil in the hearts of so many. Justice will prevail, and I will wipe out the earth. Only the children of light will remain, those who have given their hearts to their mother Mary. Do you think I send your mother Mary as a messenger to be disobeyed by willful children? What do you think about at night, the cat, the dog, the fish? You don't know love. You don't love God or one another. This is my command to you, to love. You are a sinful, willful race, and the devil will vanish from the hearts of the children of light, for they will be under the protection of her immaculate heart. The other children will be wiped off the face of the earth. Disobey my messenger, ignore your mother, ignore the son in these messages, ignore my son who died for you. Oh, you sinful people filled with pride and disobedience, I give you the directions here to turn your hearts to love. My son has revealed himself as never before in history and to his tremendous love for men, and you treat our gift with such indifference. I am angered at the lack of support to spread the messages of my son's love for all. You worry for funds, worry more. I am God the Father, the Almighty God. You disobeyed Mary, you disobeyed Jesus. Now you will disobey me. You must obey my directions, the directions given through my son Jesus for the unfolding of the Father's plan. No longer will I wait while willful men check and deliberate and disobey. My plan will unfold through the Shepherds of Christ movement. I am talking through these messages given by my son and Mary to tell you how to accomplish this task of carrying out my plan. You must obey. The directions are given in these messages to spread the fire of God's love across the earth, to renew the church and the world. Because of willful men, these messages have been held in check. I am God, the maker of all things. You have made money your God. I want obedience. The funds will come when you obey all the directions I have given to you. Anyone who interferes with these messages will be removed. These are the messages I give to the world. Father Carter's newsletter will teach the priest all they need to know to be holy, loving priests. Many priests are not loving. They are cold in their hearts. I will instruct the clergy through the newsletter. My son is the chief priest and teacher. He has taught the world the secrets of his heart through the writings of Father Carter and Rita. To go to men to check the value of these writings displeases me. You must have faith. You must study in the entire revelation given here. You are not valuing my great gift to you. I am the power. I am God. To the ends of the earth I will be with you. My plan will unfold. You must think big, not on a human level. You must come to me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I am telling you to circulate the tape of January 13, 1997 as soon as possible. This tape must be released to the world. It is the message to go with the apparition on the building in Florida. You must make every connection with Mary's message given December 12, 1996, and the messages given by Mary with the apparition of her on the building in Florida. Time is very short and my patience is very thin. I will strike the earth and the evil men will scatter and there will be a reign of peace where men will love God as I intended. The evil men will be chastised, for I sent your mother to warn you and you disobeyed. I gave my son as a sacrifice and you treated him with indifference. I am angry at the creatures of this earth. I will lessen the chastisement if you make reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O willful children, you disobey your mother. You are unloving and willful, and your ways are evil. You are a sinful race. I am sending water, rain, to quench your thirst, my beloved children of light. I am sending fire to burn the fields for the sinful children. They will suffer drought and fall to the ground dead. They will know fire. They will know the wrath of God, for I speak and I am ignored. I am using the Shepherds of Christ movement to majorly carry out the plan begun at Fatima. Every day lost is a lost day. I give to you rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary as your directions to help the plan unfold. Circulate these rosaries to all chapters and stress their importance. The tape of January 13, 1997 is important to the world. The tape must be circulated with the apparition in Florida and the messages typed and put out on the internet with the rest of the messages I have given. The connection must be made between the apparition and the Shepherds of Christ movement. Satan will attack you strongly. He will create division and give messages through other visionaries to get you off course. You must obey my directions given in these messages to help bring about the completion of the Fatima message. I will weed out anyone interfering with my plan. I will tell you when you have deviated from my plan. Do not taunt my messenger. This displeases me. Read the messages for direction and obey them. The directions given are strong to correct a sick world. You must quit focusing on the messenger and obey me. I am the Father. These are my messages to bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. You think of money and miss the gift given. You are men bolted to the earth. You must obey me. I have all the power. And that's the end of January 18th, 1997 message.
And today God the Father spoke and he said, today, September 23rd, 2005, I ask you to listen to me. Do not say no. Mary appeared, Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas. 7.5 years, you ignored all the fists, even with all these signs. And then I say, here's the picture of all the fists. Rita did the prayer services in Clearwater, Florida in the Gulf. And Mary appeared this way without a flesh, but even though Mary asked the people to come and pray on the 5th because of the 5 blasphemies against her and the 5 wounds of Christ, few came, and the biggest blasphemy, which was the one against her images, was knocking her head off like that. Even after Mary appeared this way all night, and we have all these signs, pictures we took without a flesh that are just marigold and rainbow gold and rainbow colored, looking like Our Lady of Guadalupe, moons, red in the sky, nobody paying attention. After Mary's head was removed, March 1st, 2004, that's when the hurricane started. And on July 7, 2005, I got a message from God the Father about the pre-shortage, and he called a code orange. This was the same day the president called a code orange because of the bombings in London. And I didn't know about the code orange till July the 8th, but God the Father called a code orange. I thought that was kind of weird. But he said it was because of the pre-shortage. On August the 17th, 2005, God the Father said he now called a code red. And then he said his son's hand was no longer raised, but it was down. And I received messages consistently over the years from Mary and Jesus and God the Father. And they all said that Jesus' hand was raised. And on January the 5th of 99, it was so cold, and that's when Mary was not appearing in gold at night. And God the Father gave me this message. I wrote it in the front of my Bible.
January 5th, 1999, God the Father speaks. It is because of your fervor to pray here that you have held back the hand of my Son from punishing the earth with just punishment for the crimes committed against your God.
And then Mary's message that she wanted to go with the image in clear water is this one.
Mary's message from the Rosary of August 27, 1996. Mary speaks, I stood beneath the cross of my Son, and my heart was in such pain, for I saw him before my eyes. I saw him covered with blood. I saw him die. My heart, my children, my heart to watch my Son. But my heart, how I suffered for my little children of the world that give in to this world and give up the love of my Son. Oh, my little children of light, I give you this message. Carry this light into the darkness for your Mother Mary. For I stood beneath the cross and I cried. I cried for the little ones, I cried for the young ones, the ones that do not care and will lose their souls. How do I make you see? For you will not listen to me. What can I do? I come, I appear, I beg, I plead. I give you these gifts for my Son, and you reject me. I do not deliver messages very often anymore, for I have been ignored. The message is the same. You do not read the messages I have given to you. Please help me. Help the little children. I appear, I appear, I appear, and I am ignored. I stood beneath the cross and I cried. I cried and my heart was in such anguish for my little children, for I am searching for them this day as I search for the child Jesus. Please, please help me. I cannot hold back the hand of my Son any longer. I am Mary, your mother. I ask you to help my children. You are my children of light. End of Mary's message from August 27th, 96.
And that was a message that Mary, when she appeared in Clearwater, had us play it constantly. And we did. Then on today, this is my message, on August 17th of 2005, God the Father, when he called a code red, said his son's hand was down. Here are other messages since that August 17th that said that Jesus' hand was down. Mary said on September 15th, 2005, you will not listen. The hand of my Son is down. God the Father said this, she says, on August 17th, 2005. On September 16th of 2005, Mary said, God the Father sent me as a messenger for God. Ignore me no longer. My Son's hand is down. On September 10th, 2005, Jesus said, my hand is down. I call you to sit up in your seats and take notice. That's what he said. messenger today, I speak and I say, I was in Medjugorje in 1993 and 1994, and all the people were in church praying. We must obey the message of Jesus. Praying for the priests at Church in the World. The water can raise really quick in New Orleans, and we watched that happen with the breaking of that number 9 today. God is all-powerful. We do not control the elements, and I'm telling you, please listen to me. For 11 years, the Blessed Mother has appeared to me. I am a messenger, your messenger from God. Rita Ray. Listen to the message of Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas. Listen to Our Lady of Clearwater. Mary appeared 7.5 years daily to the world from Clearwater. Mary promised at Fatima there would be an era of peace, and there will be. It's going to happen that the world is going to turn and be the way that God wants. Mary says, circulate my image wallets using answer your call and help. Don't give in to Satan, who wants souls for hell. Our priest and church and the world need the prayers. Is designated by our Lord, given to Father Carter in the prayer manual. Here is a message to the earth, and we also have that on the internet in Spanish.
A message for the earth from Jesus, January 22, 1998. I am the Good Shepherd. These are my prayers. And this is Jesus speaks. The prayers I give to you, the prayers I give to help renew the church and the world. All prayer chapters are asked to include these prayers found in the Shepherds of Christ prayer manual. As my apostles and shepherds, I ask you to encourage all existing chapters to try to encourage all existing prayer groups to pray the Shepherds of Christ prayers. Encourage all churches to pray these prayers. It is most urgent that the people of this earth concur with the Father's wishes to begin prayer chapters. This is an urgent request from the Good Shepherd. The flock will become one when they have given their hearts to Jesus and Mary. Encourage all priests to pray the Shepherds of Christ prayers. Your world will be lighted with great light as the people of this earth pray these prayers. My promise is this to you, my beloved earth. When you give your heart to me and spread the devotion to my sacred heart, I will write your name in my heart. I promise to give the greatest graces when you pray these prayers for renewal of the church and the world, and take all who pray them deeply into my heart. The prayers I give will bring about the reign of my sacred heart and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. I am Jesus Christ. This is my message of January 22, 1998. Please circulate this message to your world. I am the Good Shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, and they follow me. Grace, my shepherds, I will give you the greatest graces for spreading these words to this earth and to your church. I love you. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. It is the plan of the Father that prayer chapters are begun immediately, and the priestly newsletter is given to all priests. The voice of the Good Shepherd speaks through it. And this is the end of January 22, 1998.
And then I said, Jesus wants the priestly newsletter sent to the priest in all languages. We need funds to send the newsletter on Mary and the church. We need funds for the building in Clearwater. We had a big sinkhole right under Mary's image. They poured tons of concrete under the Two Hearts building. And here are some pictures on the internet, but it just looked like a war zone. It was so awful, and they dug up all around the building, and they just shot concrete under the building. But the biggest sinkhole was right under the image. The building looked like a war zone. The insurance did not cover all the repair. We owe $17,500 to try to get the building back to the way it looked. Jesus and Mary gave us the water, the Jesus and Mary water, the wells, right after we had the sinkhole repaired. the sinkhole we had repaired after Mary's head was knocked off. So with her head knocked off in the sinkhole, it really did look like a war zone. People report tremendous healing from the Jesus water. And please help us. Never before in the history of the world has Mary appeared continuously like this on a building. Look how fast buildings can get wiped out. Now Mary's building under the image was a sinkhole, and it is now supported by tons of concrete. After that, the hurricane started. After Mary's head was knocked off, the hurricane started. Three ball bearings were used to knock off her head. We repaired the sinkhole under the image and the glass for Jesus' face, which cost us a ton of money. It was awful. Listen to your Heavenly Father and to Jesus, Mary says. Listen to your Heavenly Father and Jesus. There's a picture here also. From February 5th, it was 25 days before Mary's head was knocked off, and it looks like three ball bearings are going towards Mary's head. Then Mary says, listen to your Heavenly Father and Jesus. I appear to deliver these messages from my son, Jesus. I am Mary, your mother. Circulate my image, pictures, and videos. And then there's also a picture of the Guadalupe and the clear water images and how they're dot by dot alike. Thank you. This is Rita Ring and
Emily Lairder
from Florida reporting this message to you from God the Father, Jesus, and Mary on this day, September 23rd, 2005. Anniversary of Margaret's death, and I've got her rosary around my neck. Amen.
Amen.